The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
You found it. This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. I'm Tom Levine. So glad to have you with us today. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. And Jay, you know, I look forward to this time every week. How are you doing today?
I do as well. It's one of my favorite times of the week, just sharing my heart and passion for the Lord and helping people to incorporate their faith and values into their financial plans. That's really what gets me up every morning, gets me excited to help people. And I love this time of the week where we get to talk faith and finances.
I got an email from you not too long ago, and I won't read the whole thing, just a little portion. It says, "This contradiction happens every day. Imagine writing a check to your favorite church or ministry. You're excited about all the passionate work they are doing, and then you look at the companies in your investment portfolio and discover that many of the companies you own are doing work that opposes what you are fighting for. This contradiction happens every day. John is pro-life, yet he's investing in companies that make abortion drugs. Martha writes a check each year to a gambling recovery ministry, but she unknowingly owns casino stocks. And Dave fights against explicit entertainment, yet owns companies making and distributing pornography." And that was a real example from this past week or so, right? Wow.
Yeah.
Jay, as we head into the final months of the year here, 2024, I'm already seeing Christmas ornaments and stuff in stores. Do stocks look like they're on shaky ground or solid ground?
Yeah. So one of the things I always look at is, you know, building on a solid ground, right? From Matthew 7, 24 to 27, Jesus states that those who hear his words and do them are wise builders. They've built their homes on rock solid foundations. The winds howl, the rains come, even a flood comes, but the house stands firm. And those who hear his words but fail to live by them are foolish builders. And that's what we try to do at Faith Investor, is build a solid foundation. And we try not to get swayed by the headlines. That's really where we take the emotion out of investing. We don't want to be too greedy, too fearful. And as an investor, I always try not to be overly pessimistic or optimistic. I'm very data-driven. I like to look at the pros and cons of the market. So looking at that right now, as we head into the end of 2024, I see a lot of positives. We're still in a bull market. That's great. Yeah, it's being driven by the artificial intelligence revolution and economic growth. And bull markets tend to last longer and go higher than ones we've seen so far. And that usually means we have more innings before the game is over. No guarantee, of course, but usually most bull markets last longer and go higher than what we've already seen. So I think there's more road ahead for the bull market. And additionally, during bull markets, we tend to see these healthy rotations in and out of different sectors, different groups, while the broader market tends to go higher over the last few months. The tech sector, for example, has consolidated slightly lower in the second half. And we're seeing a healthy rotation into both cyclical and defensive stocks like financials, industrial stocks, and utilities as some examples. Additionally, the fourth quarter tends to be a bullish time of the year. Most people don't realize this, but the fourth quarter has been higher almost 80% of the time over the quarter, rather than only 64% of the time for other quarters. In the six prior times, we've entered the Q4 at a 52-week high like we are right now. We've seen an average gain of about 6.4% during that quarter. Not too shabby. So if history is our guide, it looks like this fourth quarter could be very good as well. And despite the signs that the economy is reasonably in good shape, we also have the Fed cutting rates. That will help the markets. So those are some positives. Let's look at the flip side. There are some things that are concerning as well. The employment and economic numbers are heading in the wrong direction. We did have one good jobs report, but the ones prior to that were not so good. And also big tech is not keeping up with the overall S&P 500. We've been getting new high after new high for the S&P 500, but the tech sector and NASDAQ 100 have failed to break out to the highs they made back in July. So if we want to see this bull market continue, we'll need to see tech stocks rallying a little bit more. So those are some of the negatives that I'm seeing right now. But overall, our team at Faith Investor Services is bullish through the end of 2024 and into 2025.
Research is such a key, and that's something you can count on when you talk to Jay. You can get started today and get a complimentary snapshot of your portfolio. And together, we can find some alternatives that will not compromise your values. Get a moral snapshot and discover what's really in your retirement portfolio. Jay, by the way, you mentioned building our house on the rock. And of course, spiritually, the bigger picture, we want to encourage all of our listeners to make sure that's where their life is set now. We've come through a lot of storms here in the southeastern United States. There's a lot of rebuilding that's happening. Does that change anything at all for America's economy or for what your plans are for the next few months?
It doesn't really change things from a big perspective. You know, I still see that, you know, it could have a little bit of an impact on some of those areas. But one of the greater concerns that I have is really the U.S. dollar. It's something I'm watching very closely. I get lots of calls about the U.S. dollar. You know, Jay, is this going to collapse? Is the dollar going to go the way of the dinosaur? Is there going to be a new world currency? These types of questions. And I've been hearing this for years. And you've seen a lot of people warning about this for years, me included. We know in the Bible that in the book of Revelation, there will be one world currency. And the question is not if, it's really when. And that's the hard thing, predicting that. But I do know this, the U.S. is bankrupt, right? Its debts are past the point of no return. And no matter who wins this November, you can't stop that debt from continuing to explode. Trillions and trillions of dollars, just the interest that we're paying has really reached a tipping point. It's unsustainable, unfixable, without a collapse of the U.S. dollar. So at some point, this will happen. Foreigners are no longer buying our U.S. treasuries, yet here we keep printing more and more money. And every great nation has fallen because of two reasons, typically. Moral decay, we've seen that throughout history. We're seeing moral corruption here in the United States. No way to sugarcoat that. And then the other thing we've seen throughout history that leads to collapse is diluting their currencies, printing more and more money. They did it back in the Roman days, where they were, instead of it being pure precious metals, they were putting other metals in there, and really the amount of metal that was in those currencies was diluted. So we've seen it. These are both huge problems, morally and financially, fiscally. We don't have leadership that's willing to make the hard choices, the cutbacks. You and I have to live on a budget, but our government doesn't, right? They can keep kicking the can down the road until they can't. So the economic signs have been here the past couple of years. And in just the last few months, we've seen mounting evidence that the economy is barreling towards this collapse of the dollar at some point. So I'm warning people that you have to have a solid treasury, a solid treasury. And we don't have that. So we need to have a solid strategy to get away from the dollar. How do we do that? Gold and silver, getting back to precious metals. Things like Bitcoin are an alternative to the U.S. dollar. And another great solution, a lot of people don't think about this, is owning great businesses and great companies, stocks. That's a great provider or way to insulate yourself and be able to survive when this economic storm eventually comes down the road.
Brilliant. You know, it is so important to get wise financial counsel at times like these. Jay, I've heard stories of Christian people who've invested with organizations that have promised their investments would be clean, and then they found out otherwise. Is this a thing? Is this common? And if so, what should people be watching for?
Yeah, Tom, I get calls every single week. I had a call last week. My advisor's a Christian, and he's probably watching. And the word there was probably watching what we're investing in. And lo and behold, we looked at her portfolio, and there was no screening. If he was a secular advisor or Christian advisor from the portfolio, I could not tell. Mm-hmm. So he may have a great walk. He may be a great Christian. He may, be living out his faith in his life, but certainly not in how he gives biblical or gives investment advice. They're not lining up. So I do see it all the time. Well, also, a lot of people confuse socially responsible, the word faith-based investing, and biblically responsible investing. A lot of times they're interchanged, and they all have different screens. For example, social responsible is based on what society deems acceptable. It's a moving target. It can change over time. They may be screening in things as Christians we don't want to support.
Oh, yeah.
Abortion rights, pro-choice rather than pro-life. They may be pro-LGBTQ, screening in those companies, or pro-woke, things you don't necessarily agree with. It's based on society. So a lot of those socially responsible funds actually fail the screens miserably. And then even many of the so-called faith-based funds may not be doing a deep screen. They may be screening at a big picture level, but they often support things that still violate your faith and values. They may be denominational, or maybe, you know, they're claiming to be faith-based, but they really don't do a deep dive into how they screen their portfolios. I had a pastor, for example, who said he was using GuideStone as his investment manager. And he said they were doing screening, and I used my software to audit his portfolio and said, hey, you know, pastor, what do you not want to support? He's like, I want no abortion, no pornography, all of it, no embryonic stem cell research. I don't want tobacco, alcohol, gambling, none of that. Countries persecuting Christians. And we looked at his portfolio, and 46% of it failed our screens. Oof. We looked at the biblically responsible screens, which is using the Bible as our guide. And we found that 46% of his funds were in things that he did not want to support. He was appalled. And he said, Jay, clean it up for me. We moved his portfolio, and now we're investing in a biblically responsible fashion. And the good news, too, is we've gotten a lot better results. We tracked his old portfolio and said, hey, if you had stayed where you were, here's what you would have gotten for a return. Here's what you've returned this year. And he's a happy camper. Better returns and feeling better about where his investments are.
Wow. Our investments were 81% dirty when we transitioned them over to you. And these were retirement funds that I've been praying over and paying close attention to. And well, past performance is no guarantee of future gains, but honestly, it was a good move for our family. So I'm going to ask Jay a little bit more about the stock market, about the election, and what the future holds. You want to stay with us? We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Don't forget to download your free book, and you can do that today. There's absolutely no cost or obligation. And you can do that at faithandretirement.com, written by my friend Jay Peroni. Jay, how is the economic picture looking right now, big picture? And what should listeners be watching for closely in the headlines?
Yeah, so the big things that we're watching right now are really the stock market itself. You know, we look at two trends. First, the employment trend. We look at a nine-month average. And when we start to see employment dipping below that nine-month average, that's usually a precursor for recessions. The second thing we look at is the stock market. We look at that nine-month average and make sure that the market is above that average. And right now, unfortunately, the employment picture doesn't look too good, but the stock market does. And that's what's really the good part here right now, is that when the stock market generally is bullish and we've got a bearish employment picture, we still can see some decent returns, usually on average about 7% per year. But however, if the market takes a turn and we start to see a push from the 5,700 level where the S&P is right now down below 5,000, which would be about a 12% drop, that's where we want to be more concerned. And right now we're seeing things looking good. Stocks are still going higher. The economic data, though not as robust as we'd like to see, is kind of that Goldilocks environment where it's not too hot, not too cold. We're still seeing a lot of great opportunities, and we expect this year, as we end 2024, to be very strong, and then we're expecting a decent 2025 as well. So it's not a time for investors to be fearful. It's really still a bull market. We're still excited about the stocks and the ones we own particularly. So you can find great opportunities really no matter what these markets are giving us.
Jay, are there indicators in the stock market that you see that could give an indication of the voters' mood and who might win this election?
Yeah, well, you would expect the market to be more volatile leading up to the presidential election. Mm-hmm. We're now less than a month away now. The opposite has actually been the case. Of the past 19 presidential election years, the S&P 500's maximum gain was about 5%, 5.6 to be exact, while the maximum decline was just 1.5%. So really, during these last month leading into the election, they tend not to be too volatile. In non-election years, the range has been much wider, with a maximum gain of 15% in 1974, the year I was born. And then there were three other years when the S&P rallied over 10%, and there was a maximum decline of 21%. That was back in 87, the crash of 87. So yeah. Normally, this period, this time period, is very volatile, but heading into the election, for one reason or another, it hasn't been. And as we enter these final weeks, the country looks more and more divided, right, Tom? If we look at the picture of the polls, we're seeing Harris leading having a 2.1% lead in the national polls. But in the battleground states, Trump has a modest lead. And the betting markets right now have Trump at a 3.3% percentage point lead as well. And if we look at the electoral map, we're seeing Trump in the lead, 219 to 215, with still 104 votes in toss-up states. So a lot on the edge here as we head into the elections. But at the end of the day, when we look at historically, when you've got an incumbent party, usually the Dow is up. It usually has about a 15.4% year gain leading up to the election. And usually there's a decline when the incumbent party is lost. So if we look at history, the market is saying that Harris will win, but the polls and all the information are saying otherwise. So again, we can use history as a guide. It doesn't mean the final results will mean that Harris will win, but based on the markets and what they're telling us, it's a good market right now. So as people go into the polls, they're not as concerned about the markets. Maybe the economy they are. If we look at the economic numbers and what people are really feeling, the inflation, the struggles that American families are having, I think that's going to have a bigger impact than what the stock market has done.
Fascinating. I wish we had a three-hour show so I could keep asking you questions. You and I both love statistics, and especially the part about polls and betting markets and how they come up with different conclusions. Fascinating to me. Begin today with a family decision. This is our invitation to you. Align your faith and your moral beliefs with your investments if you haven't already. If you're missing out on this, learn more. Go to faithandretirement.com. It's free. There's no obligation. There's great resources there. In fact, you can get a free book when you do that. That's faithandretirement.com. So, Jay, do you find that as our listeners get older, they tend to have more discretionary income or less? And if so, what are the ways you help them plan through that?
Yeah, we tend to find that as people are getting deeper into their careers and getting toward retirement, their expenses are typically going down while their income is going up. But we do see a lot of people that they have what's called lifestyle creep. As they're making more income, they have more expenses, right? You look at they're dining out more often. They're upgrading their cars and phones simply because they can. And really, that's where we help our listeners, really, to create a conscious spending strategy to make sure that they're not spending too much, to make sure they've got a good plan, to make sure they're saving enough for retirement, making sure they've got clear financial goals, managing their spending habits and their investments. And then also maintaining perspective is another thing we help them with. It's better to give than receive. So we help them to focus more on God, what's His, being better stewards what they've been entrusted to with tithing, giving back our time, talent, and resources. And remember, it's not just about keeping up with the Joneses. A lot of us forget about that. The goal is really to create a sustainable and fulfilling lifestyle based on your faith and values and your long-term financial goals. And that's really what we help people do at Faith Investor Services. And if you're not sure, if your advisor is giving you solid advice, we always are happy to give a second opinion. They can go to faithandretirement.com and set up a free review, and we'll review if you're doing it on your own or have an advisor. We'll give you a free complimentary second opinion.
1 Corinthians 3 talks about how everyone, each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ, and that everything will be tested by fire, the quality of each person's work. And I think our finances are part of that. So are people saving enough for retirement? I know a lot of people are wondering about that. And how do you help folks create the right mix of these things, savings, giving, spending?
Yeah, it all, Tom, starts with our retirement analyzer to help our clients create that right mix of savings, giving, and spending. And we help them map out their plan and answer the important question, am I saving enough for retirement? And that answer is not a simple yes or no. It really depends on various factors, including what are your retirement goals, how much do you have in current savings, and what is your expected lifestyle after retirement? Mm-hmm. And our retirement analyzer, if you're within a year or two of retirement, you have $250,000 or more saved, we're going to take a review of your income, your assets, expenses, and goals, and help you understand those retirement goals. We're going to stress test it. Look at, when are you expected to run out of money? Will you run out of money? What are some things that could cripple you in retirement? Is it inflation, taxes? What if you or your wife or one of you needs some type of long-term care assistance?
Right.
What if we have a bad stock market? These are the things that can really cripple you as you retire. So as a certified financial planner and a fiduciary, I'm going to go through and look at it from an independent perspective and say, are you in good shape or bad shape? What are the odds that you're going to run out of money before you run out of life? And those are where we're going to help you create strategies and say, maybe you do need to save more. We're going to need to get a higher rate of return. We've got to get more productive with your assets. These are the things that we can answer. We can also help our listeners create income for life, that three strategies. You have your Social Security. We have your secure income, guaranteed income for life. And then we have your growth strategy to get ahead of inflation and taxes. That's really how we formulate our biblically based financial plans, those three parts. And we'll do that through our retirement analyzer process.
Do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge, no obligation? Well, this is my invitation to you to take advantage of that today at faithandretirement.com. Thank you, Jay. Give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. And tell your friends about this outreach ministry. We greatly appreciate that. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.